Hubhopper Originals.
Whenever I see this magnificent creative artwork decor in the house, I'm left in complete awe. I always wanted to interact with the mastermind who is behind this marvelous decor creation. Finally, I'm getting an opportunity to meet one. I'm grateful. I'm Omkar Chaudhary. Hello and welcome to House of Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. Today, we'll be interacting with Krishika Shah. She is the founder and director of Evolve Interiors and Exterior Solution, a design studio that manufactures innovative surface decor solution for modern contemporary spaces. Hey, hi, Krishika. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on House of Josh podcast.
Hi, Omkar. Thank you so much for having me. The pleasure is all mine.
Wonderful. So, Krishika, tell me, how are you and how are you spending your lockdown?
I'm really doing good. We've been doing a lot of research and development work. So lockdown's been productive and it's given us the much required time to, you know, take some time out and just, you know, devote to the creative process, which is not the normal when you're trying to like make money on the regular in a normal time.
Yes, I think I'm really happy that you said that it's been really productive to you, because whenever we speak about this creative industry or this creative domain, people tend to sort of shatter the whole creativity during this lockdown process. But I'm really grateful that you're doing something productive.
Definitely. I think for me, it's been a great getaway in terms of getting away from the usual hustle bustle and, you know, talking to clients and making things happen in time. And it's given me the much needed time to just, you know, explore different ideas or the different, pieces of products that have been happening across the world and get an insight on the current trends. I think that's been, for me, the most productive part of the lockdown.
Marvelous. So, Krishika, I'm really sitting down with you today to really understand how interesting is your work. What sort of goes into a day of Krishika?
So I would say I've been really lucky to be running an organization that has both the creative and the, I would say, manufacturing process together. So a normal day involves, of course, checking in what orders have come in and making sure that, you know, the manufacturing is set in place for that order. Apart from that, ideating on what we're going to be releasing every quarter in terms of new designs and, you know, products that we want to work on. We don't only design products for retail, but we also are working now on introducing a school of textures where we're going to be imparting all the design education about surface decor and the art of surfaces. So that's been another, I would say, exciting avenue that I have the luck to work on, where we're probably creating modules where people can come online, learn how to use tools using the materials we provide and create beautiful seamless walls, furniture pieces, or even if they want to experiment in the exteriors and floorings, it's something they can literally try their hands on.
Wow, that's something really interesting. And I really want to know how difficult or easy is your work. I mean, I've given you two options, whether you want to go ahead with easy or difficult. Just tell me, like, what would you choose? Is your work very easy or very difficult?
I would say it's neither. I would say it's very interesting. There are times when it is difficult because you don't know everything. And that's a common thing for anybody who's running a business. There are challenges every day. And that's what keeps it interesting. I would say the easy bit is just, you know, talking to your clients and listening to their feedback gives you really cool new ideas or new products. So that's the easy bit of the job. But I would say every day has its own ups and downs and challenges that have its own, I would say, way forward.
Right. And Krishika, you have joined hands with your father and you both are working together. I mean, how enriching is that experience? I was super excited to ask you this question and I'm intrigued to know it.
So I'm asked this question a whole lot. And for me, it's been the thing for my business and my career that I've learned everything I have from him. He comes with like 30 years of work experience of running a manufacturing business in the pharmaceutical industry. So he has great stories about managing projects, which are like turnkey projects, which take like, you know, 9 months to complete with a lot of, you know, negotiation tactics. And it's great to hear how to do that better and also skill yourself to be a great negotiator, a very, very big requirement in the industry we're in. We also learn a whole lot about managing, you know, your day-to-day activities, cash flows from him. he comes with a lot of experience in terms of even pricing or, you know, managing what kind of projects you want to take on. Because when you start out as someone young, you're always open to taking on everything that comes your way. But someone experienced teaches you exactly how to choose or like make the right choices in your projects, because that's what's going to help you build a better pipeline in the future, better customer and client base. And I think the best thing he has taught me is how to say no and when to say no, which I think is a very important trait to have when you're running a business.
Exactly. I think that was something that really put a big smile on my face when you said that, that you have understanding of saying no at times. And also, I think you have an upper hand because the father has joined in with you, and he already has a great experience. He has a great body of work. So does that sort of feels you really, do you feel that you're blessed to have him?
Yeah, blessed and lucky that he also trusts me that much. Because I think I see this as a challenge in my friends who've got family businesses, or like my colleagues who work with like older partners, where, you know, the younger person by age is normally not given that much freedom or takes a little more time to, you know, make the decisions or the key decisions. In my case, he's trusted me with my vision. He's trusted me with my gut instincts and let me run with it and test ideas, which is why we've been able to, you know, experiment a whole lot and do a lot of different kind of product creation in our industry, which is not the norm. Normally a coatings business just supplies coatings, but we have panels, we have door skins, we have decor products. We're now coming out with digital products. So it's literally not anymore just a one product store, but a multi-product store available in like multiple channels.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Krushika, so far in your journey, how would you define the best home decor? Because I've seen your work, I've seen the whole brochure that Nidhi had sent it to me, and there's something more that I've also tried to explore on internet. But I really wanted to know from you that how would you define the best home decor?
I would say the best home decor is something that evokes a deep feeling in you, something that you look at and you feel really like nice about, and it makes you happy. Because there are so many pieces out there, right? So the piece that connects with you should be the best home decor for you. And this would differ vastly from person to person because it's so subjective to the kind of personality you have. Some people love a bright color and that kind of makes their day. And some people love muted tones because it makes them feel very calm while looking at it. So to me, it's very personalized. Personally, for me, I love something that takes me back two places I've visited. So something to do with travel, because I'm a big traveler. So anything, any kind of artwork or decor piece inspired by the beauty of nature is a big win for me.
Okay, that's like you love nature and you would like to have something that reflects nature.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, if you see the textures in nature around you, say it can be the skies or the sand or the waves or the forests, everything can be replicated in different art forms, and every replication will never be like each other. So when you do it in the form of paints or acrylics, it looks different. But when you do it with what we do, which is liquid metal, it would look different. In a concrete, it would look different. And that's the beauty of it, right? Which medium appeals to you, which medium calls out to you. And right, that's the best home for you.
Everything is unique. Everything is so different and regenerating.
It should be. That's what I feel decor should be, right? It should be personalized. Right. It should be your taste and it should be made for you.
Right. And coming towards the mainstream questions of housing decor industry. So what are the factors that are controlling the narratives in the housing decor industry, Krishika?
I think primarily, of course, it's the square feet space, depending on where you live and how much space you have, specifically in cities like Mumbai. Because the rentals are high or getting your own house is very expensive, people tend not to spend that much in the interiors or buying decor. Versus when you go to places which have more land space and, you know, the prices are not high, they spend more for the interiors. They also do the exteriors because they have, like, you know, enough place to do a landscape or to create a patio and to create like an outdoor seating. So it's very dependent on the city or the state you're from. I think the other thing what housing decisions are made on is what's in the vicinity, right? Or also what age you're at. Because when you're buying a new house, you also want like things you're going to be going to or needing close by. Things like schools, things like hospitals, things like just, you know, your regular public transport availability and access. So I think these are the two criteria that control the housing market.
Right. And when it comes to, like, you know, interior designs or interior decor, what are the things that really drive people? What is in trend currently?
Okay, so in trend currently is a lot of concrete work. So it could be exposed concrete or stamped concrete or stained concrete. People are using concrete because it makes them feel like they're in nature. So they use it in parts of their houses. It could be done in terms of flooring. It could be walls, or it could just be like really big furniture pieces. Also, it could be sanitary ware like bathtubs and, you know, basins and tabletops. So that's one. Second, I think what I have seen personally is people are loving pastels, even though the trend was last year, but it's continuing this year. A mix of pastels with concrete has been one of the other trends I've seen, that people like to have like really pretty colors in their rooms paired with something which is really contrast and raw, which is something like concrete. For the outdoors, we've seen a lot of use of aluminium because of the sturdiness of the material. So a lot of products based on aluminium, like aluminium foam and aluminium panels, are being doing the rounds.
Wonderful. And Krushika, speaking about today's gen, I would say, like, art is always reinventing itself and cultures are explored daily. In this tough terrain, how do you sort of keep yourself evolving and keep up with the pace which is there in the market?
So I think that's the challenge of the business as a whole, right? Because everybody wants to use what's in today and not what was in last year. That means you need to be, first of all, I would say, doing your research and also learning new technologies and then ideating on how to explore those technologies. We also visit a lot of exhibitions every year to know what's coming up internationally and to see if any of that would, you know, work for the Indian market. And then we tie up with different brands to bring them in, or we see if we can get the technology to introduce it locally. We also try to keep reinventing the materials we work with. Like liquid metal, we started out with doing projects. We reinvented them as door skins, and now we're reinventing them as wall art. So you can literally create a wall art yourself or pick from one of our series. So that way people get a whole new range of products with the same material visualized very differently.
All right. So it's all about reinventing, and that's what keeps you going in this particular business.
Yeah, for sure. I think reinventing and I would say combining your art form with the current trends.
All right. And Krushika, tell us, like, how annoying is it at times to deal with clients? Like, do you sort of compromise on certain aspects like creativity or your thought process? Because I think, as we just discussed in the first or the second question, you told me, like, it's very subjective. So if the mom goes with the pastel colors, father is with something else, and the son wants something vibrant and something which is very poppy. So how do you sort of deal with all these things?
So like they say, right, customer's king. We have to kind of accommodate their requests, even though we might not agree with it, because at the end of the day, it's a team at work. It's not just us or the client. There's also the architect and interior designers who visualize this entire theme that's connecting the house and the materials being used. So we do accommodate requests. In terms of how annoying is it, I would say it's not really that annoying. The challenge is just communication, right? Because a lot of us don't communicate appropriately or like let people know if it's not working out. And that's the challenge, like being sure that the person is liking it and that's what they want to go ahead with. We've had a couple of problems where we've had to redo the job because the color is not matched, or, you know, like they thought it would look good, but it didn't look good. And I think that's just the part and parcel of the industry we are in. It's a very creative industry. It's also a very visual industry. So till you don't see it, you know, in your bedroom, installed where it's supposed to be, sometimes you're not sure of it. And as a brand, we try to accommodate requests as much as we can. We also try to educate the clients before we make the sale. So we call them into our retail store, tell them, why don't you come check it out in like a white light and a yellow light? Because the colors look very different in different lights. And also check it out in the natural light, specifically, you know, when you're not going to be using daylight. And I think when the customer does that, or when the designer does that, we've never seen a problem. So we try to find solutions which kind of negate this issue as much as we can.
Okay, that's really wonderful. So Krushika, like, one special thing that Evolve Interiors and Exterior Solution offers that keeps you guys stand out?
I think it's our designs. You know, the one thing we've been told by every person who's interacted with us, met us, seen our samples has been like that we have wonderful designs, ones that they've never seen anywhere else. And we're very proud about it because we put a lot of effort in creating these designs and we do a lot of testing to know, you know, which metal or which concrete will work. So that's one thing we're really proud of. And I think that's what keeps us going. We're recognized for the kind of finishes we offer.
Right. So it's all about the whole creative process that Evolved Interiors and Exterior Solutions offers that keeps you guys really stand out of the others.
Yes. And it's also the beauty of the coatings, right? Because the designs we offer you can be put on anything. It can be the wall, it can be the furniture, it can be your tabletops, it can be your doors. So there's no limitation, which is usually the case with a lot of the other pre-designed materials that, you know, you cannot put this design on something else. But with liquid metal and decorative concrete, that's not the case. So the designers are really excited to play with our materials. And also because the scale can be made as per their designs. So that's a win for them as well.
Great. And in the first half, we discussed about how you guys are creating modules. So could you please elaborate a bit more about modules? Like, what is the whole game over there?
So you're referring to the School of Textures, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So School of Textures is all about teaching people the art of creating surface textures. Now, there are lots of different tools available in the market and a lot of different materials available in the market, but there is no guide to tell you how to do it or how to do it right, which is the more important thing. There's a science behind what material to be used, where it should be used, what kind of base preparation work there should be put in to ensure that the material lasts for a much longer time. And also the different kinds of top coats available, as they're called protective coats, to keep the material, to protect the material from the environment, like UV, like the dust, like rain. And there's not enough knowledge about it. So first, of course, it's the platform where we're going to be sharing a lot of this knowledge. Second, we're going to be teaching you the different types of tools and materials that exist in the market, how to use those tools to create textures by your own self. And then one can use their creativity and enhance it by using what we've taught them and putting their ideas at work and creating designs that are not seen anywhere else. So it's kind of a platform for interior designers to gain knowledge and an understanding of materials and for, you know, designers, furniture manufacturers, contractors to experiment with our material as well as learn new textures and designs.
All right. So the person who already has a hand over this industry can really add to this course and get a deeper understanding about how the liquid metals and the different kinds of creative aspects work. And for all the new ones, I think, is there some criteria for the people to get into this course?
No. So we've developed in a specific order where we have an online and a beginner's version, and then we have an advanced version. So the beginner's version is for everyone, right, to understand the industry. So it can be for anyone from, say, the designer industry, of course. So interior designers, architects, contractors, applicators, anyone looking to know, learn a little more about building materials as an industry would learn a lot from this course as well. So it's pretty much to get everyone to understand what is surface materials, what does surface art mean. From there, we've told them the kind of course, what modules the advanced course will have, what we will be teaching them, and we tell them who it will be useful to. So for designers, it could be useful to their teams, right? To their teams of contractors. For someone who has or handles turnkey projects, which is basically taking on a project and executing the entire thing, it will be useful to train their applicators or, their painters. For someone who manufactures material, would be of great help because they could create textures in-house without having to send it out to another factory or company. And same for anyone creating, you know, panels and tabletops or sanitary ware, which is basically what the advanced course would be for. For someone who's in the manufacturing part of the industry, it would be of more, it would be of a greater benefit. For interior designers, it wouldn't be of that much of a benefit, except the fact that they learn new ideas or they'll, if they want to explore like their creativity of producing something.
Wonderful. I mean, that's really a great course, which is coming up.
Yes. And in fact, the good thing is we also offer a third variation, which is a one-on-one training physically at a workshop where they can learn directly from our skilled craftsmen and they can interact with us. And they also get, they can then get on calls with us to discuss any technical issues or to keep learning more. Or if they're facing any challenges in their oncoming jobs or projects, we're here to help them with our technical expertise.
Okay, that's really marvelous, I would say.
Thank you.
Great. So, Krishika, I mean, it was a great session wherein I sort of got an understanding, I would say a peekaboo into this whole decor industry, because it's a quite vast industry. But the way you just broke and dissected the aspects of it, like it being more subjective, talking about the school of textures, then reinventing the materials which are available out there, and as well as like you know, creating a creative job out of the whole entire scenario which are like pre-existing. So I think thank you so much, Krishika, for being on House of Jose Season 2.
Thank you. You're most welcome. And I just want to add one more thing. So like you told us, also, you asked me also about what makes us stand out. One thing that came to my mind recently is that we also work with designers and clients to create their ideas, or rather bring to life their ideas, which is they come to us going like, you know, this is the reference, or these are the references or inspiration we have. And we want to create something very different. And like I said at the start of my conversation, right, that a decor piece should be unique to you, which is where we come into the picture, because we work with different materials. We give them different options of, you know, what would look good. And we also understand what they like and feel about the references. And then we work with them to create, you know, one of a kind decor, which will just be in their house and tell a story about what they like and what they dislike.
Wow. I mean, that's something unique.
Yeah, it is. And it's also one of the most fun things, I think, of my job.
Right, right. Very true. So once again, thank you so much, Krishika, for being on House of Jewels Season 2. It was definitely a splendid experience having a word with you.
Thank you so much. This was my first podcast experience, so, and it's been wonderful. Oh. Thank you for having me.
Great. So you have just done your debut today.
Yes. And I'm pretty excited because, I mean, you know, I've never done it before and I don't know what it's like. So... The first is always memorable. So thank you so much.
Exactly. I am literally very happy that I'm the first one.
I'm very glad to be on this because the questions are very interesting. So it was good and it was fun to even answer them.
Thank you so much. And also I wish you and Evolve Interiors and Exterior Solutions a great success. All the best for your future endeavors.
Thank you so much and good luck with you for season two. I've seen all the guests of season one and season two looks exciting. So I'm hoping it's going well if it's already out.
Yes, it's already out and it's going really great. Thank you so much, Krishika.
Thank you.
And all the beautiful audience out there, keep listening to House of Joe Season 2 in association with Panout Media. Today, we were in conversation with Krishika Shah, who is the founder of Evolve Interiors and Exterior Solution, and wherein we got an understanding about what housing decor industry is all about. So please check out this episode and look, and let's meet in the next episode of House of Joe Season 2 in association with Panout Media. Do like, share and subscribe to House of Joe Season 2. Thank you.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें यही नहीं स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर सिंपली कॉन्टेंट